أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. صدق الله العظيم. This is the second يا أيها الذين آمنوا, that is also in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayat number 153. In the first يا أيها الذين آمنوا, we learn to respect for the recipient of wahi, that is our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the second important aspect is that we will not emulate others, but we will rely on what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has revealed to us. At the very beginning of the Quran Sharif, what we recite in every rakat of our salat, we make a pledge to Allah Ta'ala, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. O Allah, it is only You that we worship, and it is only You that we ask for help. That is the pledge that we made to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. What is the prescription of seeking the help and the assistance of Allah Rabbul Izzat? In between, when Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala addressed the Bani Israel, Allah Ta'ala also said to them, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Seek the assistance, seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with two very important ingredients, two very important prescriptions. One is الصبر and the other is الصلاة. Today we will just discuss and we will try to understand how we can draw the attention of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through sabr. On the one hand, we all understand, like in the next verse, Allah ta'ala says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. In short, life is full of challenges. Like we have situations that are conducive, situations of prosperity, situations of elation and joy. Similarly, in life, we also have challenges, we also have adverse conditions, we also have difficulties, adversities, and together with that, life is full of needs. Allah sent us in this world, it is a world of needs. The question is, how do we draw the help of Allah Rabbul Izzat? How do we create this link between us and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? So the two prescriptions, one is as-sabr and the other is as-salah. Now, sabr has been a very misunderstood, misconstrued aspect of the life of a believer. Generally, we take sabr to be when difficulties come upon us, then we must persevere in that condition. And sometimes, unfortunately, some of us akin sabr to complacency, that we shouldn't be doing anything, we should just sit down and not say anything, not do anything, and that is actually not sabr, that is complacency. Sabr is not a negative quality in a believer, sabr is a very, very positive quality in a believer. Hence we find that the ulama have expressed that there are three types of sabr. Sabr in its very literal meaning means to restrain. What do we restrain from and what is sabr? One is as-sabr ala ta'atillah. One is sabr on the ita'at, on the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We restrain ourselves, we restrain our hearts, we restrain our entire body to fulfill the commandment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It is the time of dhuhr. A person has a very difficult day. A person at that time of zuhr, there is something that is glittering and glamoring in front of him insofar as the world is concerned. The business, the shop is full of customers, the profession, there are many clients that we need to see to, but it is the time of salah. Now we need to restrain, we need to refrain, we need to now come to terms with the fact that this is the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and now I need to fulfill the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. A person is in a very difficult condition financially, and now in that financial condition, there is some deal that is there that is not according to the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the second aspect of sabr will come into play. وَالصَّبْرُ عَنْ مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ, to restrain and to refrain and to keep away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now for this, there needs to be a great deal of positivity, there needs to be a great deal of determination within an individual to fulfill these two very basic and fundamental aspects of sabr. And then the third sabr will be عِنْدَ الْبَلَىٰ, that when some difficulty comes upon us, then what do we do? Then we resign to Allah Rabbul Izzat, to the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and again we need to be reminded that I am not, because it is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will accept it. Don't just accept the situation we are in, but then be pleased with Allah Rabbul Izzat and resign to whatever the taqdeer of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is. That is in actual fact being resolute and determined. Now when we look at the various virtues and various fada'il of sabr, there are many in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll discuss just one that Hafiz ibn Kathir rahimahumullah, a great commentator of the Quran Sharif, he has narrated this from Sayyidina Ali ibn Hussein, who was known as Zainul Abidin rahmatullah alayhi. He narrates that on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather the awwaloon and akhirun, Allah will gather all of mankind. And then an announcer will make an announcement, أَيْنَ الصَّابِرُونَ, where are the sabirun? Where are those people that had sabr? They must stand up so that they may enter Jannah قَبْلَ الْحِسَابِ, before the hisab and kitab even takes place. They must now move from the planes of resurrection and they must now move towards Jannah. In other words, they've got Jannah without any hisab. As this group of people will get up to leave, a group of malaika will begin to question them, إِلَىٰ أَيْنَ يَبْنَ آدَمْ, O children of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, where are you going? In other words, are you trying to escape? They will say that we are going to Jannah before hisab. So they will ask, the malaika will ask, what was the deed that you did that you have this great privilege? They will reply that we had made sabr. Now the important aspect of this narration is that the malaika will ask, what sabr did you make? On what did you make sabr? What is your definition of sabr? So the response will be, sabarna ala ta'atillah wa sabarna an ma'siyatillah hatta tawaffana Allah. We made sabr on the ita'at, on the obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. There were many temptations of haram, but we pushed all those temptations away from us, and first and foremost was the command of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There was many haram that was placed in front of us. We pushed all that haram away and we obeyed Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this we did right till the day Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had removed us from this world. Then the malaika will respond to them, now you people go, you enter Jannah, udukhulu al-jannah fa ni'ma ajru al-amilin, for that is the best and the most excellent reward of those who had practiced, who were obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After narrating this, Sayyidina Imam Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi says that the shahadat of this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant the sabireen, Allah will grant those that have this condition, this quality of perseverance, the quality of refraining, the quality of determination without any hisab. One interpretation is قَبْلَ الْحِسَابِ, there will be no hisab for them. And the other interpretation is Allah will grant them an abundance. Sabr is something that can never be quantified, and hence the reward from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also will be not quantified. It will be بِغَيْرِ hisab. So that is the first prescription that we need to bring, to draw from the treasures of Allah, to seek the assistance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.